Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to get into that, but what? Let me ask you, what's the prom theme this year, Bobby?
Phil, our prom theme is New Beginnings, and we're going to have it at Morton's Restaurant in Northridge. And Steve and I are very proud to also announce that we're treating the kids to a Stretch Navigator limousine. And it's just going to be a great time for the kids. Prom time is everything. If you remember your prom for the rest of your life, it's such a special time.
Why do you think it's special? Why is prom time special for high schoolers?
You know, Phil, it's important. It lets you know that you're a special person, that you're a loved person. You're in a class of very special people. You get to dress in formal wear for the first time. As a young lady, you know the acceptance and really the relief of having a young man ask you to the prom. It's all of those things. They're things that I will remember for the rest of my life, and I was fortunate in that my senior year, my senior prom, I actually went with three boys.
Really? Why?
Well, I had a really, I guess you could say I had a good problem in that I was asked by four boys, and my mother said, why don't you go why don't you take three of them? And that was a lot of fun for me. I was very popular, and fortunately for me, it was a wonderful time. So prom is very, very just wonderful, and a memory that'll last forever.
You know what's interesting? I wanted to mention. I did not go to my senior prom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to my senior prom for a lot of reasons. I didn't go to my senior prom because I was kind of an awkward youth. Probably wasn't the most attractive boy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was angry, and I was sort of on, you know, I was one of those kids. I was one of the anti-establishment kind of kids.
You know what, Phil? I'm very aware of that. I know there are a lot of girls in our school that don't get asked to the prom. A lot of the boys don't go to the prom. And I will tell you, in its own way, it's a blessing in disguise.
Why?
Because I think it's important to know where you stand. It lets you know what you may encounter again, and you can adjust your expectations. It's good that we're talking about this because I know of a few of the girls at Western Estates that didn't get asked.
Well, what do you mean adjusting your expectations? In other words, a lot of the reason why I didn't go to the prom, I was talking to Chris Pelton, my associate producer. He didn't go to his prom. He stood outside throwing food at the other kids going inside.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell you, I can answer that by telling you a story. One of the girls at our school called our home the other night. I'll give you an example. My husband answered the phone. He told me Kelly Joyce is on the phone, and I know who Kelly is. I said, well, why is she calling our home? And it turned out she was calling for my son, Seth. And I heard Seth talking to her, and he was walking away laughing after he hung up, and I said, well, what did Kelly want, and why are you laughing? And my interest is piqued because my boys love to, they get a kick out of kidding me. And he says, Mother, she actually asked me to the prom. And, of course, the thought races through my mind, that poor, desperate girl, to call a boy and ask him to prom about 10 days before the event. That's number one. But to call a boy like my son, Seth, who is extremely popular with girls, and think that he's going to say yes at this late date is a little bit insulting, and that's something that I also wanted to tell a lot of the mothers. If your daughter, and this brings me really to point three, and this is very pivotal, you can't be a girl like Kelly Joyce, and she's a lovely girl. Please don't get me wrong. She's been involved in some science projects at work or at school that the other kids have done, but Kelly is a little, she's a little bit plain. She's a lot like her mother. She tends to be a little bit dumpy. She is.
Well, see, that's what I mean. That took a lot of courage, though, for that girl to call. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think it took an awful lot of I think she was very presumptuous. And I got on the phone with her mother, and I said, you know, I really don't approve of the fact that...
What are you not approving of? That she called your son at a late date, or that...
Well, but that she called assuming that my son Seth would be available, number one, or that he would go to the prom with her because she is a little bit plain. She is a little bit like her mother, Joyce, who is a very lovely lady, very lovely, but she's a little dumpy. And it's offensive, I think, is what I'm trying to say. And so I said to Joyce, I said, your daughter is like you. She's a little bit plain. And it's better that she not go to the prom and she knows her place. That's the point. Okay, that's really what we're trying to say at New Beginnings. And I really blame the parents.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. If you just joined us, we're talking with Bobby Dooley. She's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, a group of homeowners in the West Valley in Los Angeles. She's also helping out with her kids' prom this year. And we are speaking about proms and how important they are, and the fact that some kids are not invited to prom. You say it's good for both the kids that are invited and the kids that are not invited because they can learn what to expect in life.
That's true, Phil.
But also you mentioned that the kids that don't get invited to prom find out their place. I mean, I'm having a hard time understanding that.
Well, I don't blame you. If I put it that way, I didn't mean to put it. What I mean is, if you're not asked to prom, you are a young lady who will probably make your mark in science, or you'll probably, I think there are wonderful things that girls can, that girls that are not popular with boys can do. But please don't expect and embarrass yourself the way this young lady did with my son. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, this girl, Kelly Joyce, you say is plain and a little dumpy.
And I don't mean that as a put-down, Phil. She's a wonderful girl.
And all right, but she's plain and a little dumpy, and she called your son. When is your prom?
We're having our New Beginnings prom. We're going to have a reception for all of the kids at our home, and there'll be picture taking. The limo arrives for them at 7:30, and they have their reservations at Morton's for 8:30. There's going to be a little bit of dancing before and after, and the kids are going to be home. We're told they're supposed to be home by 2 a.m. We're letting them out a little bit late, but everyone is going to pick them up from our house. So the limousine will transport them to Morton's from our home, back to our home, and then the parents can pick them up here.
So when is this?
It's a week from tonight.
A week from tonight. And so this girl called your son in the middle of this past week.
That is correct, yes.
And she asked him would he accompany her to the prom.
That is correct. And, you really feel sorry for her because Seth got off the phone laughing, and he said, Mother, you're not going to believe what happened. And I said, what? He said, Kelly Joyce asked me to go to the prom with her, and I said, oh my, and I remember saying that presumptuous little, so-and-so or something came out, and I said, I'll get on the phone with her mother, don't worry about it. And he was laughing, but it was nervous laughter, because he looked shocked, and he came to me as if to say, Mother, what do I do? And I said, don't worry, I will call the mother, because it's the mother's fault, really. It's the mother...
The mother's fault at what?
That her daughter... As I said, Phil, Kelly is a wonderful girl, but she's on the dumpy side, like her mother.
And so for her to presume to call your son is ridiculous.
It's presumptuous is the word that I use, yeah.
All right, let me go over to Lana. Hi, Lana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Go ahead. Lana?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You go ahead, ma'am.
Cannot believe. I mean, it took a lot of courage for the girl to call and ask.
Mm-hmm.
all take chances
mm-hmm.
in life,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what she did, and
mm-hmm.
I applaud her for that.
Mm-hmm.
And for you,
mm-hmm.
you to believe
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
your son is
mm-hmm.
above
mm-hmm.
dating someone that may be a little plain or dumpy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to sound that. What I'm saying is this. Seth is very popular. He's got a lot of girls calling here every night. It's really a... It's annoying, is what it is. And
well, maybe you're the bad parent.
This girl is
her
out
mother.
Of his... No, I'm just saying she's out of his league in the sense that he's going to say yes to take
Sorry,
her to the
no
prom.
One's out of anyone's league. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with anyone having mm-hmm. high expectation.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with anyone trying to better themselves and be with someone or, trying to be a part of something that they feel worthy of.
Well, I will agree with you. I will agree with you that... Asking my son Seth out is bettering yourself because he's a very popular boy. He is.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, but I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
Yeah, but.
There's nothing more shocking to a young adult new, out in the working world and facing the reality of your choices. With these kids who don't get asked to prom, they get a heads up.
Yeah, but.
All right. Were you? Can I ask you, Lana, did you go to your prom?
That's what I was going to ask. Lana, did you
Absolutely.
Go to.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. So
I went to two military balls and two proms.
Oh, my God, that is wonderful. Those are wonderful memories. And I'm sure you, like me and a lot of the girls that I was with, we resented a lot of these girls who were plain, and as I say, a little dumpy, thinking that they're going to ask our boyfriends out, you know.
I was plain.
Mm-hmm.
I am a lot dumpy.
Well, you are now.
I never had a problem getting
a date.
I never had a problem getting a date, and I never once, never not had the urge to ask anyone.
All right. Well, I just want to say I really appreciate her seeing Kelly's side, but she's not sticking up for my son, Seth. My son went through a trauma.
Anyone that's going to say their son is better than
no, but it was traumatic for him. It was very traumatic for him to have to talk to this girl and hear her say, "Will you go to the prom with me?"
It was nervous laughter.
He was traumatized by this dumpy girl assuming that he'd go out with her. I don't understand why she can't.
Well, no. What do you mean by traumatized? I mean, the girl, all he has to do is say, "Gee, thanks. Thank you very much, Kelly. I have a date. Maybe I can help you. You know, I know a guy."
We're not running a matchmaker thing here. I don't understand what you're trying. Are you saying he should socialize with her?
I'm saying she has every right to socialize with anyone she wants to.
But my son doesn't have to.
Dumpy or not.
My son doesn't have to sit next to her and look at her sweat for an entire.
All right, see, that's what makes girls feel insecure.
What?
My son sitting
like
next
you
to
and
her
your son.
And looking at her sweat. Listen, Lana, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. But this is an awkward time for girls and boys, and to say my son, it was traumatic for my son to answer a call from a fat girl and have him be traumatized by her asking him to the prom. Anyway, Bobby Dooley is with us. She is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They're planning this year's prom. The theme is New Beginnings. She believes that girls that are not asked to the prom should see that as a blessing. It shows you your place in life. She also said that her son, Seth, was put through some kind of trauma by having this girl, Kelly Joyce, who is apparently, and I don't even know if we should be using this girl's name, so maybe you should check on that, Janice, who apparently is not the most attractive girl in the world, calling Seth up and saying, "Would you come to the prom with me?" And apparently he was traumatized by this dumpy girl asking him to the prom, and it was insulting, according to the mother. Again, I didn't go to my prom, and maybe these are some of the reasons why I didn't. Maybe I figured I'd get laughed at. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
On the phone with Mrs. Bobby Dooley of Western Estates Homeowners Association. Your son was called and asked to the prom by a girl who you consider to be. You mentioned she's dumpy.
Well, she's very plain, Phil. And what broke my heart more than anything is after Kelly called to ask Seth out to the prom. He came out to the sun deck and sat down beside me and he said, "Mother, am I not a good-looking boy?" And I could feel my heart breaking because why else, he asked me, would this girl ask me out who is very plain-looking? And he wanted to know what was wrong with him. And I remember, as any mother would, I reached for him, I held him. And I guess we just both sort of silently cried a little bit together because he had been so utterly, I guess, disrespected, I think is the word. I think that's what we all look for, Phil, is respect. And to be so utterly disrespected by this, you know, this fat girl, I'm sorry. But,
well, you called her dumpy. We've moved from dumpy to fat now.
You know something, Phil? Everyone has seen this girl's side. But again, no one understands that it's my boy who has to sit and hold paper towels while she sweats the night away after dancing with him.
I think it's presumptuous to think that every girl that may have a weight problem is going to be sweating heavily after dancing. Here is Susan on the Phil Henry Show. Susan, go ahead.
Ma'am, first of all, before you start going at me,
I'm sorry, I'm trying to listen to you.
Hold on, that's disrespectful, so hear me out before you start going...
It's what I do. I'm sorry, it's a nervous habit. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, try not to, because nobody...
You know, I'm not asking anything of you. I'm not asking to change you.
Secondly,
why are you asking to change me?
I'm not trying to change you. All I'm trying to do is...
Well, it happens to be a physical tick of mine.
Do not disrespect me.
I'm not.
Because you're asking for people to give you and your son respect.
Yes.
Respect is something that you need to give as well. Now... Secondly, okay, I have gone to school with girls like you, and the problem with you is
ma'am, don't disrespect.
Susan finish, please.
Don't disrespect. The problem with you is that you may be pretty, and your son may be attractive, but you feel very threatened by people with intelligence. Because obviously, you don't have intelligence, because if you had any intelligence at all, you would realize that any person who asks your son out would be a compliment to him. But obviously, you don't understand that concept. Secondly,
I'm listening to you.
Okay, good. Secondly, to think that your son's little feelings were hurt because a girl asked him out is something that you have instilled in him. Now, number one, I was a very popular girl in school, but I was popular with not only the popular people, but with the very unpopular people.
So you were perfect. Well, isn't that wonderful?
No, but you know what? The thing is, ma'am, the thing is, ma'am,
you were just like Jesus.
Going based on what you say, I have more right to be arrogant than you do. However, your stupidity is leading your arrogance to come out on the national on the national radio.
Oh my God! You said television.
Tell people that your son is absolutely perfect with you. And you're wrong.
May I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
I do appreciate Susan's comments. The point is that my son Seth is very popular with a lot of different girls.
As was I.
And you were popular with a lot of different girls? Oh, my God.
I was popular with many of the girls. I was popular with many of the boys. That's absolutely correct. And I did have several people ask me out.
So did the girls ask?
It made me feel good to know that people liked me enough to want to be with me.
I think that it is really wrong, as we're talking about young people, for you to bring up the fact that you were attractive to other women. We are talking about young people at a prom.
No,
your lesbian liaison.
About my being attractive.
You said
attractive
you were popular with girls.
Women.
Mr. Henry, correct me. Did she not say?
I think she said she was popular and meant to say as a friend.
Well, she did not clarify that. She was alluding to sexually popular with other women.
No, actually, that came in your twisted mind. I said nothing about sexuality.
It's still
whatsoever.
All about you, isn't it, Susan? It's all about you.
Actually,
can you tell me a little more about
you're
you?
You're the one on the radio talking about you.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Did you let the girls have the sticky fumblings with you in the back seats of cars?
No, ma'am, and why don't you go and put that one back in the movie where it belongs?
You know, Susan, you know what you look like to me with your good shoes and your bad bag?
Okay,
you
which
like,
movie was that again,
you look
sweetheart?
Like a rube. You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed, hustling rube.
Well, you know what?
Good nutrition's giving you length of bone, but you're not too far, you know, too far removed from two generations of poor white trash. And oh, how the boys found you with all their tired, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars. And you wanted to get out, Susan, didn't you? All the way to the FBI.
Honey, are you normal? I mean, do you
am I normal? You have called up a program.
Or do you
have called a program about a high school prom. You've talked openly about your lesbian relationships. You have been...
She did not say anything of the sort.
Well, you know something, Susan? I appreciate it, but you obviously don't understand. You don't understand what it's like to be the mother of a good-looking boy.
Actually, my son is incredibly attractive.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll bet.
And my daughter is incredibly attractive.
How is the elephant man?
But I have enough common sense to realize...
Aren't you perfect?
...that not everybody...
Aren't you perfect?
...everybody is after my children.
Can I have a picture autographed, please?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Prom night is coming up across America. It is coming up in many high schools and communities all over the country. Next weekend, the Western Estates High School is going to be having their prom at the Morton's in Northridge. Beautiful place. You are talking about the kids that don't get invited. We've gotten sidetracked here, Ms. Dooley, on this girl that invited your son.
Well, I agree with that, Phil. I wanted to talk a little bit more about what the kids had planned, some of the festivities. We are going to have a band called Transparent Obstruction, if you can believe the name of that group. that's the...
What is it? That's a band that you hired?
The kids wanted to hire a DJ, but I said to them, you know what? When I was in high school, we hired live bands, and we've got a band that has performs a lot of wonderful, music from Aerosmith era and the things that I think the kids are going to like.
And contemporary music, right?
Yes, a lot of the contemporary things, too. But just to wrap up what we were saying, I went to Kelly Joyce's mother.
Now, this is the girl that asked your son out, and she was a little too plain and fat to ask out your son, is what I'm getting.
And I think that's why your callers are having a problem. I think the way you are characterizing it, I didn't call her fat. I called her plain and a little dumpy, and I think fat is very hurtful. I went to Kelly...
Well, all right, I apologize for that, but it was what I thought you were trying to say.
I went to Kelly's mother, and I demanded that Kelly apologize to Seth. I also said that she was... I wanted her to say to Seth that she was kidding, asking him to the prom, because the most important thing here, Phil, is that we preserve a young man's self-esteem. I also called Dr. Phil Snow to have our story told, so, you know, other boys like Seth don't suffer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Gretchen. Gretchen, go ahead.
This is Connie.
Oh, Connie, I'm sorry, Connie.
Yeah,
Gretchen,
well, that's okay.
We'll get to Gretchen in a minute.
I'm sorry. Hello. Mm-hmm. You know, I really feel sorry for you,
mm-hmm,
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I have never in my life heard of a more egotistical,
mm-hmm,
self-serving woman. What is the matter with you?
Mm-hmm.
Just because someone may be a little,
mm-hmm,
grumpy in your term, they don't,
mm-hmm,
have a right to enjoy a prom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, my point, Connie, is that, yes, of course they do, if a boy asks them. In Kelly's position, in this young lady's situation, she should know that no boy is going to ask her, and that is very healthy.
Why should she know that?
That is very healthy for a girl to know, because she knows what her place is.
Oh, no, lady,
she
you are way off base.
No,
you need to get a life.
I
mean, if this is going to traumatize your son,
you.
Mm-hmm. I hope he never has to go,
mm-hmm,
to Iraq. I hope no one
no.
ever sneers at him because, mm-hmm, maybe he's not wearing the proper clothing.
Mm-hmm. No, my son's not going to go in the military. He is...
Oh,
we've
he's
got
too
big
good
things.
To go to the military.
We've got some nice things. No, he's not too big or too good, but we've got some bigger things planned for him. He's going to be quite
he's much too good,
mm-hmm,
to go to the military, mm-hmm, to fight for the freedoms,
mm-hmm,
that the rest of us are enjoying.
You know,
Your son's too good.
Let me put it in this way, Connie. Don't you wish that you knew your limitations at an earlier age?
You see
what I'm saying?
How do you know what my limitations are?
Well, I think you're being very... open with them right now, and what I'm
well,
what
lady,
I'm trying to
I have never
is,
seen
what do you mean,
to get a life.
What limitations?
I'm sorry.
What limitations does Connie have?
Well, I think they're pretty obvious, and I don't want to have the bad taste
to
point them out.
I want to hear them. I want to hear them.
I don't want to have the bad taste to point them out. I teach my sons to be better than that.
You want your sons to be better than,
mm-hmm,
90% of the people in this country.
Yeah, well, 90% of the people in this country.
And if it weren't for the people in this country, your son
manners.
Wouldn't have the opportunity.
90% of the people in this country don't have good social grace. And yes,
well,
I
lady,
want my boys
you
to be
do
better
not
than that.
Have good social grace.
What
you
are Connie's
not.
Limitations?
Phil,
what? Well, you said she's parading them.
She is not the most polished woman that I've ever spoken to, and I just mean socially.
Oh, dear. I can hardly wait for my coworkers to hear this one.
Well, I mean, let me ask you a question. Do you entertain?
Do I what?
Do you and your husband entertain? And I'm assuming you're married.
Of course we entertain.
All right, and I mean with something more than a bowl full of potato chips. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I
All right.
certainly
okay.
do.
Have you accepted your weight problem?
I do not have a weight problem, lady. I'm 54 years old, and I weigh the same,
mm-hmm,
I did when,
mm-hmm,
I married.
All right. Have you? So you have accepted your weight problem?
Why do you say that? I do not have any weight problem.
She says she weighs the same now that she did when she was married.
Why are you assuming?
I weighed 137 pounds when I got married, and I'm 5'10"
I find it suspicious that she's sticking up for a fat girl who has insulted my son. She doesn't want to see my son's side.
No, and because if, I have a very good-looking son.
I would hope
that he would have the what you call social grace to maybe if some young lady called him and invited him to the prom, not to be traumatized by it. I hope I've raised my child to be a bigger, better person than that.
Well, I'm sure the way you feed him, you've raised him to be bigger. That's a joke. I'm sorry, but I'm just on this thing right now. Is he
well,
large?
You must have a problem with your weight because I never have had.
No, but I recognize.
Is my son big? Yes, my son is 6'6".
And fat?
He's big.
Is he big
he
and
weighs
fat?
230 pounds.
So he's fat.
What?
Connie, let me put it this way. Do you have any clue what kind of wine to have with beef? And please
don't
say
what?
What wine do you serve with,
let's say,
a sirloin? What wine would you serve your guests?
What difference does that have to make with who your son goes to prom with?
So you say you entertain and you don't know what kind of wine to serve with a sirloin steak. Oh, my God. You know,
I don't really think that even enters into the question, ma'am.
What's that, Steve? My husband said it probably comes in a box. Oh, my God.
Are we talking about what kind of wine we're serving? Are we talking about this young lady? Thank you, Connie, for your call. Who called your son?
This young lady, Kelly Joyce, who is a wonderful girl, and I'm very good friends with her mother, is too dumpy and too a little bit dim-witted, yes, she's a lot like her father, to think that my boy is going to take her to the prom. And to have one person with an overweight problem after another call this show and berate me, Phil, you know, there isn't a florist in the world that has enough flowers to make a corsage. This is a joke my husband tells. There isn't a florist in the world with enough flowers to make a corsage to fit around Kelly Joyce's wrist. Isn't that terrible? I think
it's very cruel.
Why?
It's a joke about a young girl, and girls at that age with the weight thing, man, you might as well just put a gun to their head and blow their brains out because that's what they feel like doing.
Oh, my God. So you're encouraging suicide.
I didn't say that. I said that's what a lot of these girls might do.
My son was so upset that this young beast would call him
a young beast.
What?
A young beast.
He put his thumb in his mouth. I held my son, my 17-year-old son, in my arms. And he put his thumb in his mouth. And he said, Mommy, aren't I good enough to go out with Lindsay Johnson, who is the prettiest girl in the school? And he asked her to the prom, and she said yes. And now this girl calls and shatters the confidence that he has. Hello.
I'm here, Ms. Dooley. I'm cold. I'm just capturing everything you're saying. Gretchen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Yes. Is this for real? I mean, is she really for real?
Ms. Dooley?
I don't understand her question.
Well, a lot of the things you're saying are so outrageous.
Outrageous that I love my son? I don't understand.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, first of all, I would never appoint someone with your values to be responsible for an event at my school. A prom is a good time had by all, and you sound very similar to nothing short of a Hitler.
We live in a big city.
Well, you know what? I do, too. I live in Atlanta. And you know what?
It's not bad, but...
No, it's not that. It's a wonderful southern place where prejudice has overcame.
Well, they have a lot of beautiful black lawn jockeys there that I saw.
Good. I'm sure that's who does your yard. But you know,
oh my God,
you
I saw those in Atlanta. You don't see those here.
All right, can we get off where we live and listen to what the lady's saying, please?
I just feel like you are a prom is a good time had by all, not just your chosen people, the children who fit in your category with a certain class of living, with a certain weight. No, I clearly understand.
No.
And furthermore, I am insulted that you have been awarded to raise this beautiful child that you are going to turn into a woman's largest
nightmare. Well, then you better take it up with God, because he's the one that brought that young man into my life.
Well, you know
what? Now what do you have to say to that, Gretchen? Hmm?
Well, I can tell you what I have to say to that, because you know what?
About that one?
Your son's responsibility was to decline the invitation to that girl, not yours. And you talk about his self-esteem and those type of values, and you have got to allow him to grow.
I need to ask a question here. Did your son turn the girl down?
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Then why were you speaking with the mother?
I called up Joyce because I wanted to get... I wanted to know, had her daughter actually done that? Because I don't want to start to criticize someone's child unless I have all the facts.
When so you think your son is capable of lying to you then? Is that what you're telling us?
Of course. Aren't yours?
My children are capable of lying, but I can tell you, even if I thought it was a possibility, I would not put myself on a social line with someone who I call my friend.
You're just perfect, too. I'm talking to all these perfect mothers tonight.
Well, yeah,
I'm
closer than you, lady.
I called up the mother and I said, I would appreciate it in the future that your daughter not be so presumptuous as to call my son and think he's going to take your daughter to the prom.
But if she goes to Weight Watchers, it's okay for her to call, right?
I indicated to her, yes, that would be something the girl could do.
You were kidding.
Are you kidding me?
Kidding about what?
Are you saying you said to this girl's mother?
Well, you know something, Gretchen, we're not all blessed the way you are, where everybody's related to each other, so it doesn't matter who you ask out to the prom.
Lady.
Mark it down.
No, mark this down.
You know what? That is low. That is disgusting.
It very much is. That is but you know what?
Mark it down,
I can put my education to your social upbringing on any platform, and I will win over you
because
I have beauty, smarts, and a brain, and a heart, lady.
Madam,
and you know what?
What passes for beauty in your part of the country is
and
one eye in the middle of the forehead.
One more thing.
All right. I want to stop. Hold on for a minute. This is not where I want. We were starting to talk about proms and kids and what's fun about.
You know
hold on, Gretchen. I want to tell Ms. Dooley this.
Okay.
The comments you've made about this woman, where she's from. You know, you come from California. I guess we could all say that you're a crack addict, can't we?
You know what? I'm going to call your supervisor tomorrow morning. And I'm going to...
Well, you know, you can call my supervisor, but I was...
You called me a crack addict.
No, I did not. You're calling this lady inbred. You're saying...
Mr. Henry, I will call your supervisor promptly at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the both of you can burn in the hell you both believe in.
Oh, wow. She hung up.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was just going to point out, just for last thoughts on her, I truly doubt she had rewarding high school experiences, or otherwise she wouldn't be such a demented adult.
Well, she's got a...
So that was all I was going
to
say.
How can you not be sensitive to a girl who has the guts to call up a boy, even if he is a popular, especially if he's supposedly popular,
well,
and at least give the girl a kudos and say, hey, you know, you tried, and...
That's the good thing, is in America we allow our kids to dream.
Oh, hold on for a minute. Ms. Dooley, you call me back and you hang up on me one more time, and I will not put you back on the air.
I want to know why this woman's still on and I'm not.
Because you hung up.
But I'm the guest.
You may be the guest, but you hung up.
Why are you still talking to her?
Because I'm talking to her. That was the aftermath of your call.
Well, I would like to request at this time that she hang up.
Well, I will after I tell you this one last thing.
Oh, my God. You have
had kudos.
She hung up. She hung up again.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. What was your point?
Oh, it was just I was wanting to share with her that that I really don't think that developmentally...
On second thought, I haven't hung up. You know what, Gretchen? You need to loosen your pigtails because they're stretching your imagination.
I'm very grounded in my beliefs and my philosophies, and I truly doubt that your high school years were a rewarding or a teenage dumpy girl would not put you in such disarray.
You know, Gretchen, I can't hear you over the kids splashing in our Olympic-sized pool. Could you say that again?
You know what, ma'am? Listen to that.
I couldn't hear what? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
I'm here. Can you hear?
All right, I got rid of that woman. She's a psycho B-I-T-C.
Well, she needs to be fired.
C-H.
Right. Thank you very much, Gretchen.
Thank you.
Fine young lady from Atlanta, beautiful city that I made my home for a whole year. And are the women down there hot? The answer to that is, 1-800-449-8686. You got to loosen your pigtails because they're stretching your imagination. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.